Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia reacts to today's landmark Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. Fire officials near Georgia's coast respond to dozens of illegal burn piles, and there are new tools to make sure parity laws are being followed.
What they don't show you is the experience of the consumer trying to get that mental health care. Until we have that information, we'll never really know how consumers are faring with the mental health parity law.
Today is Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia's reaction to today's landmark Supreme Court ruling striking a blow to the Voting Rights Act has been swift and divided along party lines. Georgia Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock is blasting the decision, calling it a profound step backward for American democracy.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 is the crown jewel of the civil rights movement. Without it, I quite literally would not be standing here today in front of you as a voice in the United States Senate for the people of Georgia.
The left-leaning group Fair Fight Action, based in Atlanta, says Democrats could lose 2 seats in the U.S. House, 17 seats in the Georgia House, and 8 seats in the Georgia Senate if state lawmakers were to redraw the state's political maps based on the decision. Governor Brian Kemp would have to call a special session to redistrict before the November midterms. Primary elections are already underway. David Becker of the Center for Election Innovation and Research says redistricting now would create chaos.
It's going to be very, very difficult for the legislature, who is out of session in Georgia, to be called back for redistricting. I don't know if Governor Kemp has any intention of doing that whatsoever.
At least two GOP candidates seeking Kemp's office, frontrunners Rick Jackson and Burt Jones, praised the decision and called on state lawmakers to redraw the maps. Fire officials in Savannah's Chatham County say they've responded to more than 40 illegal burn piles since the Georgia Forestry Commission issued a burn ban last week. That's despite two massive South Georgia wildfires that have sent smoke into the area and warnings from authorities about the danger of outdoor burning in drought conditions. Robert Katniss speaks for the Chatham County Fire Department.
When we've gotten on scene, they basically said we didn't know that there was a burn ban. So that now is not an excuse.
The first of its kind ban includes 91 South Georgia counties, including Chatham. The county police chief says citations for illegal burning carry fines of up to $500 and up to 30 days in jail. Parity laws require health insurers to cover medically necessary physical and mental health care equally. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on new tools that can help consumers navigate how well their own insurers are doing.
Insurers are required by state and federal law to report how well they're enforcing parity. But in Georgia, many are falling short on vital metrics, including that reporting. Whitney Griggs with Georgians for a Healthy Future says that's partially what's behind the F grades they're assigning to some insurers in their new public parity dashboard.
What they don't show you is the experience of the consumer trying to get that mental health care. Until we have that information, we'll never really know how consumers are faring with the mental health parity law.
The dashboard covers Medicaid and commercial marketplace plans. Over a dozen Georgia insurers were fined millions this year by the state for parity violations. A bill that would have increased fines for such violations did not pass the legislature. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
The late Congressman David Scott will lie in state at the Georgia State Capitol on Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 in the evening. A tribute service is planned for 11 a.m. at the Capitol. Scott died in Washington, D.C. last week at the age of 80. Per his final wishes, Congressman Scott will be laid to rest in his home city of Atlanta. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the David A. Scott Legacy Foundation, which was established to provide financial support to graduating seniors within Georgia's 13th congressional district attending a historically black college or university. Candidates hoping to become Georgia's top elections officer brought their campaigns to a debate stage yesterday. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on the Republican and Democratic primary debates for Secretary of State.
There was bipartisan agreement that Georgia voting machines need to be altered to restore faith in elections, 6 years after the 2020 presidential election. For Republicans Vernon Jones, Kelvin King, and Ted Metz.
That's why I want to come back to paper ballots.
Every voter must be able to verify their ballot on paper.
On how to hand count and certify elections using paper ballots.
That meant hand-marked paper ballots. Gabriel Sterling instead pointed out the Conservative Heritage Foundation already claims Georgia elections are among the best run in the country. Democrats burned much of their clock on the details of what besides removing touchscreens could restore voter faith. Democrat Cam Ashling also had one new idea, making Election Day a state holiday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The debate was presented by the Atlanta Press Club and GPB. Find all 18 debates for the May primary elections at gpb.org/news. Construction officially has begun on a $178 million project aimed at addressing a shortage of dental providers in Georgia. Augusta University and state officials today celebrated the groundbreaking for the Dental College of Georgia in Savannah. It's expected to open in 2028 and train 50 dentists a year. In sports, in baseball, two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers takes on the Atlanta Braves at home tonight at Truist Park. This follows the Braves' win over the Tigers last night for their 11th win in the last 13 games. Ozzie Albies hit a two-run homer, and Ronald Acuna Jr. was 2-for-3 with two doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. Mike Yastrzemski was 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. On the mound for the Braves tonight will be rookie J.R. Richey, who will be making his home debut. He won on the road last week against the Washington Nationals. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you come on back tomorrow. We'll have more of the latest news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast so we pop up automatically in your feed. You can check gpb.org/news for the latest updates. And if you've got feedback or a story idea, we'd love to hear from you. And the best way for you to reach us is email. Send a note to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.